While many Oregonians have cloistered inside, working from home, a project that intends to significantly boost the Willamette Valley economy has quietly started operations. KLCC's Karen Richards has more on the University of Oregon's Knight campus.
Phil and Penny Knight's 2016 $500 million gift to fund a science campus in Eugene came with a unique two-part goal: create a place where experts from different disciplines interact and make it easier to get new ideas to the market. Bob Goldberg is the executive director. He says recruiting has gone very well.
Every single offer we've made to our top candidates has been accepted so far. And I think it's really largely due to the fact that the Knight campus's mission really is resonating with people.
Goldberg says they've hired 8 lead researchers and intend to have 11 by the end of the year. The flagship building, with its signature glass facade, had a virtual grand opening in December. It includes a sweeping sky bridge over Franklin Boulevard, state-of-the-art equipment, and some playful elements, including a design on some of the glass panels. More on that later. Marian Hetiarachi is an assistant professor in bioengineering. She says students like the applied nature of the schoolwork.
I'm teaching a biomaterials course right now, and so they're looking through the biomaterials literature, reading papers, but one of their tasks is to come up with a proposal for something that could actually be a commercially translatable or clinical product.
Hetiarachi says the 8 students in the course come from 3 different specialty majors.
I don't think I've ever been in a class, taught a class, or taken a class that has had that sort of makeup of students, so I think that's really unique.
The campus's architecture also encourages cross-pollination. It has open 2-story research focus areas and shared common spaces. Hetiarachi shares space with 2 other lead researchers, a biochemist and a nanoscientist. Her work is on delivering proteins to help the body heal.
We're really interested in bone regeneration and also regeneration of the central nervous system after stroke and spinal cord injury. So we are working on developing proteins that have a higher potency when we put them in the body, so they should be able to enhance repair. And so those are sort of things that we think can have a real clinical impact.
All this is happening under pandemic restrictions. It's made for a subdued debut, but Goldberg says there have been bright spots.
We wrote a lot of grant proposals this last year because we couldn't be in the labs quite as much. And so the faculty have had a lot of success bringing in some funding.
Classes, too, have been different.
I had some undergraduate students who were really committed to still learning about this research area despite not being able to be in the lab. And so we started a small journal club format where we would discuss a lot of the papers of things that would be relevant to the work.
Hetiarachi says in-person labs are at 50% occupancy now, and the journal club prepared students for the methods and background of the hands-on work. Goldberg says the cooperative nature of the campus is extended through partnerships.
We've partnered with the business school, we've partnered with the School of Journalism, and so we're giving the students and the faculty opportunities to be trained not just in science and engineering, but also integrate aspects of science communications and innovation and entrepreneurship.
Agreements outside the university include sharing Knight campus facilities with new or existing companies and entities like Oregon Health Sciences University. The bioengineering program is a partnership with Oregon State University and is the first engineering track available at U of O. The Innovation Center is currently hosting a COVID testing lab that could process up to 20,000 samples per day and currently handles around 4,000 per week. Goldberg says several parts of the campus will be open to the public when it's safe to do so, including the atrium and the park-like second-floor terrace. He says the hope is that spin-off companies can hire graduates from the program and generate a positive economic cycle.
We've already created 3 startup companies in just the first couple years. And, you know, not all those companies will choose to stay in Oregon, but we certainly hope that some of them will.
Goldberg notes the first structure is just the beginning. The Knight campus will eventually have 3 buildings. It'll support 750 full-time employees and 550 students. Oh, and the glare reduction pattern on the glass near the south entrance? It's based on the sequence of duck DNA. Karen Richards, KLCC News.